Passage 3. When Johnson worked in a high-travel job more than a decade ago, he signed up for every free mileage program available. He was fortunate enough to have 100,000 miles with one airline to get 4 free tickets. But it took his family of 4 about 3 years to accumulate that much mileage. As a result, he paid little attention to the low mileage balances in most of his frequent flyer accounts. However, after he heard that the United Airline would start placing limits on people who didn't use frequent flyer miles, he checked to see whether he had any mileage due to expire at the end of the year. Indeed, he had a grand total of 2,805 miles, far from the 25,000 miles he needed to get one free ticket. However, there were ways he could use the small number of miles to take advantage of easy freebies. He had 2 choices. He could either find a low-cost, low-effort way to earn additional United miles to hold on to his 2,805 miles, or he can find some low-mileage redemption opportunities to get valuable freebies with his mileage. Finally, he decided to use 2,000 miles to get the new $100restaurant.com certificate, with which he could get more than one dinner by using 2 $50 gift certificates. He also used his mileage plus number to earn 500 United miles with a participating car rental partner for a reservation he already booked. That kept his account active and prevented him from losing the remaining miles. It also brought his total mileage up to the mileage, which was enough to get another freebie later.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. How many years did Johnson wait to get free tickets? Question 33. What did Johnson do after he heard of United Airlines' announcement? Question 34. How did Johnson plan to use his low mileage balance? Question 35. How much mileage was left in Johnson's account finally?